97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, I'm ready. I am ready to go. I wish I was going to be there like Senator Schmidt tonight in Columbia, Missouri, but my good friend Chris Gervino is here. You'll hear him on the Tigers Radio Network tonight. Chris, how are you?
Doing well, Mark. Thanks.
Despite the game tonight, I think I kind of want to start with Dennis Gates and basketball, if that's okay with you, because this has been a very interesting week, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has, and I got to tell you, as we start the football season, I'm excited about that, of course, but I'm really excited also about basketball already because he should have his best team yet, certainly on paper, and I know they play on hardwood, but it's his best roster going into a season. It's unbelievable the talent he's accumulated.
What's your take on what happened? Can you explain what happened with Mark Mitchell to folks who are still a little confused?
Yeah, well, it's confusing really for all of us in this day and age of collegiate athletics, so I don't pretend to be an expert. As someone else said, the lawyers aren't even sure what's going on, and they're supposed to know. But basically what happened was they now have this new rule where you have got 5 years eligibility in a 5-year window, and Mark Mitchell's trying to take advantage of that and fought to get fifth year, even though he had started his career obviously earlier than this ruling, and he won that case for eligibility. Now we'll see if that still holds up. In the meantime, he had Missouri had what it thought was a full roster, and while Missouri would have liked to fit him back in, Kentucky came with a big offer financially because these guys get paid now, as you know, and he committed to Kentucky. But then the SEC came out with its ruling that it is not going to allow transfers within the conference outside of the actual transfer portal window, which is what this recent announcement was for Mitchell to Kentucky. So he decided, well, instead of fighting that, I'm just going to go back to Mizzou, where I was very happy and liked it. Missouri's offer, I think, was not as lucrative as Kentucky's.
Right.
But at least Mark is comfortable here and a good place to be and will play and be a key part of the team, at least as we speak. But stay tuned because, it's just crazy
I
stuff,
know.
Mark. It really is.
And
crazy.
Then, did I see that there was another addition, this CJ Gunn kid who played at DePaul? The question there is, like, how are they creating roster spots? That's where I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, I am too, and I don't pretend to have that answer because they said there were 15 spots on a roster. That's the new limit. And then when Mark Mitchell came back, I read, honestly, so this is even secondhand as I say it to you because, of course, that just happened, that they had a roster exemption and it would be okay for Mitchell to come back. Well, then I wake up to the news that they've added the shooter CJ Gunn.
Right.
What a name for a shooter, by the way, a gunner. And they do need that. I will say that's the one thing about the team I think they could use because you never have enough outside shooting in the day and age of three-point line. But apparently they're adding him. So by my math, that's 17 guys. So I just don't know how all that shakes out, and I'm just going to say stay tuned. We'll all find out.
Good advice. All right, so I have not been in person inside the stadium. I've seen videos and pictures of the north end zone. It's going to be packed tonight. I mean, that stadium, Chris, look, you and I come from an era where we were lucky to see 3 wins in a Missouri football season, right? 30 years ago. But, man, this team is primed and ready. We got some unknowns, so let's talk about what you're thinking about Austin Simmons. Have you got a chance to see him in camp, and what are your thoughts so far on the new Mizzou quarterback? And it's also interesting, this is the third season that we open with a different starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, and so that's, you know, interesting too, because you really look back and think maybe we took Brady Cook for granted because he was here, wanted to be here, stayed here, and delivered. I mean, he was really good, a Missouri kid, and now you get this turnover to the quarterback spot. You know, it's a little uneasy, but Simmons is a kid who was very highly recruited out of Miami, chose originally Ole Miss over Florida, Auburn, Tennessee, big a left-hander, got a strong arm. His small sample size last year at Ole Miss, just a couple of starts, played in a few more games, but he got hurt early in the season, was really limited. He actually had more interceptions than touchdowns, 5 picks, 4 TDs. Now, again, it's a small sample size, but the one thing you just got to make sure with him is he throws it to the guys in the right color jersey, and I know that's something that Drinkwitz has even alluded to very tactfully, I thought, in preseason camp, that they want to really watch him and make sure he makes good decisions and good reads with the football. First scrimmage threw a couple of interceptions. Second and last scrimmage was much better. So, you know, they're going to go probably as well as he goes. They'd like to throw the ball a little bit downfield more than they did last year, even with their great running game.
Great news earlier this summer that Ahmad Hardy was going to be cleared to play, but he's still recovering from that bullet wound. What do you know about his return at this point?
Well, he's not there yet. You know, I think it's going to be a few weeks still. Nobody said for sure. Drinkwitz says he's definitely out this week. And he's also said, you know, he needs to be back, really have 2 full weeks of buildup before that first game. So that leads me to believe it's going to be probably at least the first 3 weeks there without him. And it may even be a month. I mean, they should be okay, honestly, without him. And they've got to be careful, obviously, first and foremost, for his sake and health, and then for the team's sake. The good news is they've got a great fill-in from St. Louis, Jamal Roberts, because the two of them combined ran for more than 2,400 yards last year, 1,600 for Hardy and almost 800 for Roberts. So he's going to get the bulk of the carries here early in the season, and the hope is to have Hardy back for the bulk of the SEC season.
You know, this might be in the weeds for most fans, but it really isn't. One of the big disappointments that we had last year is Blake Craig, who was a recruited kicker, goes down like almost on his first kick. And we actually then have the least amount of field goals from 40 more yards in the entire SEC with the backup. Now, he's back, right? And he's healthy. Special teams overall, Chris, has been an issue for the Tigers the last couple of years. You got to get that back on track, don't you?
Well, they do, and they've got a new special teams coach comes in from Florida State. They've got a new punter, Bruno Royce, from Florida State, and then really a new kicker because Blake Craig was out all last year, but Blake is back. He's got a big leg. I mean, he can boom them. It's not the distance that's a question. It's just the accuracy, but he gives them a better chance. And, Mark, I think, much like last year, Missouri's going to be in so many close games in this tough Southeastern Conference. Turnovers are huge, and the special teams, the kicking game is really huge. That can be a difference maker and likely will be in some of these close calls.
Well, let's get going tonight at Memorial Stadium in Faurot Field. It's going to be packed. You have Arkansas Pine Bluff. The line is 54.5, so that's interesting in and of itself. I mean, this is what programs do. They schedule this, but they got to go right at it next week in Lawrence, Kansas. I don't care if it's KU and they're not ranked as highly as anyone else. It's still a road game against a tough opponent and a rivalry, so you got to get off to a good start here.
Well, you do, and, you know, that MU-KU rivalry is a big one, as you know, and oftentimes the underdog has won in those matchups, so you don't take that for granted. Missouri will go in as the favorite. Kansas was picked low in the Big 12 for what that's worth, has a new quarterback of its own, but that's going to be a big test next week after what should be relatively simple for Missouri, frankly, at home tonight against a smaller division school.
I mean, if you get into the middle of the schedule and, you know, all these teams are faced with tough competition, but you got Florida, you got A&M again, A&M at home for the second year in a row, Ole Miss, Arkansas is not as good maybe as they've been, but then Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, it is not going to be an easy season. But I'm excited to see Austin Simmons and what this offense can put together, Chris, tonight.
Well, it ought to be great, and that schedule is tough. 5 top 10 opponents on Missouri's schedule, at Georgia, at Ole Miss, home against Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M. But ready or not, here we go, Mark.
What would you say about just the fans overall and the way that they've responded? I mean, you keep getting sellouts, and with that north end zone being closed now, that place is going to be louder, isn't it?
It sure will be. And let me tell you, if you get a chance to get through there and check it out, it is unbelievable. It looks awesome from the outside, from the field. But I was able to be part of a tour a couple weeks ago, and I've never seen anything like it here at Mizzou. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's like, this is our school. Like, they've made so many improvements over the years to the sports facilities, but this one blew me away. It is unbelievable. There may be some bigger places around the country, but this is as nice as there is. So really, all of your listeners, I think they're going to make, you know, tours available toward the end of the month for folks. It is
awesome.
I
love that. I love that. And I saw this on social media. Can you confirm a Shakespeare's Pizza inside the stadium?
Yes, sir. I know you'll be looking for that.
I'm excited about that. All right, Trevino, get to work tonight. Let's get a victory against Arkansas Pine Bluff and get this season going. And then I can't wait later in the year to talk more basketball with you. But it's good to hook up. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, keep up the good work, Mark. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.